KTRU, Houston. Yes, it is Rice Radio Reggae. 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday at 91.7 FM KTRU and KTRU.org on the web. But we've got a special edition of Rice Radio Reggae this week. We'll be rebroadcasting a show from Austin Community Radio Incorporated, KAZI 88.7 FM's Reggae Evolution program with host DJ RJ. The show is entitled White Boy a Follower? Question mark. From Black Supremacy to One Love in Rasta Reggae. Little information about the host of the show, and then we'll get on with it. DJ RJ is a top-ranking selector in the music capital of Austin, Texas, where his Reggae Evolution show airs every other Tuesday night from 7 to 10 p.m. He also does a radio show on KUT 90.5 FM called RJ's World of Bass. He's a formidable drummer in his own right and has played with a number of reggae groups over the years, currently with Bigga Rhythm, as well as doing spots with the Urban Roots and Majestics in Austin. RJ will be introducing him shortly, but his guest co-host for the show you're about to hear is MC Gregory, whose pen name is Gregory Stevens, noted author of a new book entitled On Racial Frontiers, The New Culture of Frederick Douglass, Ralph Ellison, and Bob Marley, published by Cambridge University Press, 1999. Gregory is a lecturer of mass communication and American studies at the University of California, Berkeley, and is an award-winning songwriter for Louise Burrell in Austin during the 1980s. Burrell is currently with the group Amandla Poets, based in the San Francisco Bay Area. Gregory Stevens' new book is currently available at Amazon.com.uk for people in the Europe vicinity, and will be available in just a couple of weeks to the rest of the world. There's an extensive interview with him on the Island Bob Marley website, and we'll give you that web address right after the broadcast of this special edition of Rice Radio Reggae. Enjoy.
Yo, World Party is officially on. Brothers and sisters, get your tape decks ready. Yo, World Party is officially on. Brothers and sisters, get your tape decks ready. Yo, World Party is officially on. Brothers and sisters, get your tape decks ready.
welcome to each and everyone out there in Austin. Once again, we've got another fine version of Strictly Dancehall Music coming to you tonight. The year-end wrap-up. Big things are going on. MC Gregory's in the studio with me. Special guest all the way from the West Coast. And like we said earlier, get your tape decks ready because we've got lots of interesting information and some different things we've put together. And also coming up at 8:30, we're going to wrap up our countdown of our top 20 conscious reggae anthems for 1998. The cream of the crop, believe you me, that's going to be some nice, nice tunes. So don't you go anywhere, and like I said, if you've got a tape deck and a blank cassette, get ready to roll it. Because it's going to be a nice show tonight. All the way until 10 p.m., DJ RJ alongside MC Gregory.
I am a born, I am a stay, and no one shall drive me away. Hey, you man, with your evil plan, I will you and your evil I go stay. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. I know Jah always with me, and with me I know he will stay. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? We go champion Babylon. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? We go move up Mount Zion. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? We go champion Babylon. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? We go move up Mount Zion. I'm in the mood. It's ready. I'm in the mood. Come on now, I'm in the mood. Are you ready? I'm in the mood. Come on now, behold now the acceptable time for you men to change your ways. Turn away from those things that you're doing, that you practice day by day. Come now, let's reason together. Let's understand what we're saying. Oh, can't take the pressure no more. We're gonna chant it all the way. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? Bigger, chant down Babylon. Are you ready when you're ready? Are you ready when I'm ready? Bigger, move the Mount Zion. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? Bigger, chant down Babylon. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? Digo, move the Mount Zion. I'm in the mood. Get ready. I'm in the mood. Yeah. Come on now. Yeah. I'm in the mood. From the rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hey, you men with your evil plan, how will you and your evil I go stay? I am a born, I am a stay, and no one shall drive me away. I know Jah always with me, and with me I know he will stay. Are you ready when I'm ready? Are you ready when you're ready? See the champion Babylon.
Yes, yes, wake the town and tell the people. Roots and culture on your radio. DJ RJ alongside MC Gregory. Are you with me?
I'm ready.
All right. And I got to let you know, MC Gregory, this will be the third year in a row that we've done this show, and every year it just keeps better, getting better and better, more ideas and more fruits ripening and getting ready to be picked. Gregory Stevens is his real name. He goes by MC Gregory, and he's a teacher out on the West Coast. He's taught at UC Berkeley and UC San Diego, and he's also soon to be an author. He's put together a book called On Racial Frontiers, The New Culture of Frederick Douglass, Ralph Ellison, and Bob Marley. It's due to come out this spring on Cambridge University Press. And Gregory used to live here in Austin. He was a songwriter with Eloise Burrell and a writer at a few different places, huh?
Yeah.
You don't deny that, do you?
No, I won't deny
that. Okay. So, what are we going to get into tonight?
Did you introduce the tune?
I did not, but I probably should. Mr. Mikey Spice and a tune called Chant Down Babylon, an anthem.
We played this last year, so we're going to start you off by saying once more, what is Babylon, RJ?
Babylon, you got the,
I
got
the
prime
definition
there.
There's a book by a gentleman named Jack Johnson Hill, and he says Babylon, in the sense used by Rastas, is an artificial affluent society of self-absorbed individuals who worship idols and live decadent lifestyles at the expense of the poor. So anytime you listen to reggae music of the Rasta variety, Rasta-influenced reggae music, that's a central idea in what they do, is chant down Babylon. And they believe in something called word sound power. It's from the Bible, right?
Right.
They blew their horns and the walls of Jericho fell down. That's what the Rastas do. So what is Babylon? And we always have to ask ourselves that, because some people would say it's white society, and some people would say it's a system that's not race. Now, Bob, people would always ask Bob Marley about this, and he always said that it was a system that they were against, and it wasn't a black and white thing.
The system.
The system. The Babylon system. Now, where we're going to take you in this show tonight is towards what's known in reggae as the one love or the one blood philosophy. It's probably the best known wing of Rasta reggae internationally. But the music you're going to be hearing tonight is rooted in a history of racial oppression and slavery and colonialism. So a lot of these rhythms are based on something called the Nyabingi, which is a heartbeat rhythm, right, RJ?
Mm-hmm.
And what did that originally mean? You remember that one? Nyabingi?
Fire bun.
There it is. Those were warriors in Kenya fighting British colonialism, the Nyabingi warriors. You going to run this again?
Yeah.
Cool. So, Nyabingi meant death to white oppressors. That's the roots.
Right.
Death to white oppressors. As the Rasta used it, they started thinking in broader terms, and then it became death to black and white oppressors. But although there's plenty of conscious Rastas which understand, as Marley did, that oppression is a system, i.e. the Babylon system, which could be perpetuated by people of any color, there's still lots of Rasta reggae artists that still portray white people, and especially white boys or white men, the white man, as their enemy. So we'll just sort of give you an example of that. This is a sample we're going to play now from Muta Baruka, a longtime reggae dub poet. And he has a very popular talk show and music show on Irie FM in Jamaica. He's talking with a sect of Rastas called the Bobo on this show. And in this sample we're going to play now, Muta breaks down what the meaning of Nyabingi is.
But I no see Nyabingi is not music. Nyabingi is not a music.
Okay.
All the items turn it into a music. Nyabingi is a harder Rasta.
Yeah.
Nyabingi is not a music.
It's a churchical music.
No, man, Nyabingi is not a music, my brethren. Lightning and thunder, fire burn white people.
Yeah, but remember the days are full.
Lightning and thunder and burn white people. So where did that leave you and me, RJ?
Where do we fit in?
Well, we're going to talk about that tonight. Rasta reggae is actually still in transition from these roots as an anti-white, black supremacist philosophy in its international phase, which, as we've said, is one blood and one love. So along the way, Rasta reggae has developed what you might say is a double-voiced language. It speaks in more than one voice. One example of this is Bob Marley's tune Baldhead, which we're going to play you now, and the version by conscious dancehall reggae artist Luciano and Beanie Man.
Yeah, Luciano, we gotta give enough respect to Luciano. If you those of you who've been following my radio show for any amount of time, you probably know that he's one of my favorite artists, and probably want to check the countdown later on, and we're definitely going to give you some more Luciano vibes, some new stuff too. So right now we're going to hear Crazy Ballheads, the remake version, Luciano alongside Mini Man.
Give it a blessed be unto thee. This is what the world have been waiting for. Being my long time, Luciano. God knows. Out of mercy, out of mercy.
We got to chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Well, I sent up for them a circus clown.
Chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Babylon, you better get out of the home.
Good iron and
God knows.
And I am not grand to call.
Teach them, teach them.
Didn't my people before me live for this country?
Well, anything that I'm a blocking prison like a white kid and living in a white man world. False education, destroy our nation. What? Matching up for boys and girls, cause all rich man fears is only modernization. While the youth man in the ghetto fears case operation. Man now have the job to get them money, not them rights, and be mind all themselves with them pickney and them woman. Do them have a tendency to return to the M1. You put down your gun and put your trust in the Almighty One. Luciano, my virgin, come down, come sing your song. So sing
we gotta change those crazy bullets out of town.
Cause I turn up for them a circus clown.
Change those crazy bullets out of town.
Well, Babylon, you better get out of town.
They build a penitentiary. We build a school.
God knows.
Brainwash education. Trying to make us the fool.
Oh, what I'm doing? What I'm doing?
Hatred, you reward for honor. Telling us of you God above.
See it. So
we're gonna change those crazy.
All crazy ballhead.
Change those crazy.
Crazy bumped.
Change those crazy bumped. Out of the young.
And any man sing a life. Look in at yourself and look back, way back in a life. A certain thing them teach black man, you know that no right. For example, them tell man got white. We not take no sight.
Redeemer full of culture, y'all.
Thank you.
So we hope you're enjoying the program tonight. We're just going to give you some education, as it were. Some roots and culture.
Go from the roots to the fruits.
From where we've been to
where we're going.
Where we're going.
Yeah. Listen to Days of Slavery there. Burning Spear. Longtime reggae artist. Very typical in that slavery is always foreground in conscious reggae music. It's very much a part of the culture. So we're going to talk about that a bit. We came out of Luciano and Beanie Man Baldhead. What's a bald head anyway, RJ?
Bald head would be, I guess multidimensional. Somebody who doesn't have dreads or somebody who is not a Rasta in their heart.
Right. In most specific terms, someone without dreadlocks.
Without dreads, right.
Non-Rasta, but more generally it could be the oppressor, the ruling class, or the white man. You heard a tune by Luciano and Beanie Man, and there's a lyric in there by Beanie Man that makes this racial element explicit. He talks about living in a white man's world, right?
Right.
Luciano's using Marley's lyrics and talking about my people having slaved for this country. So, yeah, they're talking about the days of slavery, but something we want to point out tonight here is, well, the days of slavery. Slavery was a system, too. Slavery was a part of the Babylon system.
Right.
And who perpetuated that system? And the historical reality is that people that fought against slavery, like Frederick Douglass, well, the majority of their audience were actually Europeans, white folks. And that's the people that they had to convert. That's the people who bought their books, who bought Marley's records. So that's ironic. I've got a video of Marley, Bob Marley, going to England and singing Chase Those Crazy Baldheads Out of Town to an all-white audience, an almost all-white audience in England. And what does that mean?
Singing to a bunch of baldheads, right?
Singing to a bunch of baldheads. What does that mean? So let's go to Moody here and hear what Moody has to say about the white man country.
Thank you.
Bob Marley and the Wailers, The Heathen. That's Bill Laswell's ambient dub mix. And before that, we heard from Muda Baruka, White Man Country.
I actually interviewed Muda in 1983 when he came through Austin, did a feature on him for the Austin American Statesman. So that tune actually made a lot of sense to me. It's one of those ironies of reggae. It's not a good thing to live in the white man country too long.
Get out for a while and look around.
Explore some other cultures, that's right. So it's one of those ironies of white people listening to this music and getting into it. Why is that? So we're going to talk about that a little bit tonight. This is one of Marley's tunes, as you heard, called Heathen. And Heathen is another one of those concepts you'll hear in reggae to differentiate between the in-group and the out-group. And, of course, that's rooted in biblical language. In fact, I've got an interview with Muda Baruka right here in front of me from the recent Beat magazine, which is like the Bible of reggae and world beats. And Muda's talking about that in there, that in actual fact, there's not a whole lot of difference between Rastas and Jews and Christians. But we want to talk tonight about reggae's multiracial audience and how they fit into this. There's been a lot of controversy about that this year. Let me give you just one example. Probably the biggest controversy of the year was when a really hot, conscious DJ artist named Sizzla. You've heard this story, right?
Sizzla, yeah. He made a lot of controversy this year, and I know for a while I had to check myself and think about things.
Yeah.
And,
maybe I should just read his words as they were reported in the press, and you have to take that with a grain of salt, of course. But this was reported in Vibe Magazine, was it Spin or Vibe?
It was Vibe Magazine.
Vibe Magazine and also Reggae Nucleus Magazine. So I'm going to read from this magazine. After performing his song Near and Far, Sizzla began to preach to the audience again. This time he was on a rampage chanting Bun Whitey. He said, "See all the white people in Jamaica? They don't belong here. Go away. Bun the white people in Jamaica. Bun all the people backstairs. Bun all the people outside. Bun them, bun them."
And then you should also explain, for those of you who don't follow the language as well, bun them means burn them.
Burn them up. So it's a saying that DJs will say often about a variety of things. This is just one thing that he's saying to burn. So, well, that caused a firestorm, no?
That caused quite a bit of controversy. I know there are a lot of DJs I know are not even playing Sizzla's records anymore, and I thought for a while, where do I fit into all this?
Mm-hmm.
And spoke with different people at his record label and was assured that this was just a mistake that he had made and
I don't really buy that, because this actual Bun Whitey or Run the White Men Out, that's been a part
that's
of
right.
reggae
it's part
forever.
Of, it's part of the culture.
I remember when I went to Jamaica in 1988, people were saying to me all the time, "Go home, white boy, you don't got no culture." Calling my wife a rent-a-dread and stuff like that. So that's always been a part of the culture. After a break, we're going to give you a bit of the roots and then take you to what we call the conscious fruits of reggae music, because they've partly moved away from that, but not completely.
And there's so many different angles of reggae.
The two we're really focusing on here tonight is the black supremacy side and the one love side, and talking about where does reggae's multiracial audience fit in with that.
All right, so we're going to take a little break and come right back. It's DJ RJ with MC Gregory, and this is our year-end wrap-up edutainment special, I guess we'll call it, huh?
Yes, sire.
All right, we're going to take a little break and come back with more music right after this.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of KAZI Austin's Reggae Evolution Radio Show with host DJ RJ and his guest MC Gregory, author of the new book on Cambridge University Press entitled On Racial Frontiers, The New Culture of Frederick Douglass, Ralph Ellison, and Bob Marley. And you're listening to KTRU Houston Rice Radio Reggae.
7:33 now, and next up we're going to hear a recording, a field recording actually, of a Nyabingi session in Jamaica. And interesting lyrics here. The lyrics, the song is called White Boy a Follower. And they say, "Anywhere Rastafari chant, white boy a follow. John Jah never send you figure, watch and peep. So we're going to hear a piece of that.
Go ahead and run it, Rudy.
Well, you listen to a bit of a Nyabingi chant, which I said has roots in anti-colonial resistance. And the lyric, as R.J. read it there, says, to white boy as a follower, Jah Jah never send you fake, go watch and peep. So basically that's saying that the white man doesn't have any culture, isn't it, R.J.?
I guess that's what they're trying to say.
We're peeping in. We're peeping in on the black cultural roots there. So we're gonna talk about that a little bit. We're gonna play you a sample first from Muta Baruka's show once more, where we just give you a glimpse of the consciousness that's going on in Jamaica, and that is of the Black Christ. So go ahead and run that.
Yes. Give thanks greatly for all royal black sons and daughters, you know. Give thanks greatly, you know, for Father Emmanuel, you know.
Yes.
The Christ, you know.
Yes.
God with us, you know, the man who come with the teaching, you know, black supremacy, you know.
What a liberty, what a beautiful room, you are teaching with your people and his servants here. No respect for his imperial majesty, without a border, you must come by that, yeah. Turn up the trouble black man king, white boy, the trouble black man king. Turn up the trouble black man king, white boy, the trouble black man king. Babies on your shoulder, keep your trouble black man king. Babies on your shoulder, keep your trouble black man king. Say you love the trouble black man king, white boy, the trouble black man king. Black man king, white boy, the trouble black man king. Hate is on your shoulder, keep the trouble black man king. Hate is on your shoulder, keep the trouble the black man king. You brought I down here, then you say bye. No respect for the sons of Rastafari.
Forward! That's the direction we should always go. Backward, we should never even think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're listening to Gonzales. It's a version of a tune by Luciano Gonzales, but actually the original tune is War. Any Marley fan will know that. We came out of Culture, Black King, a 1998 tune, an appropriate lyric for our theme tonight. The lyric was, "If you trouble the Black King, white boy, death is on your shoulders." So we're talking about some of the ironies in a music that's rooted in the history of black liberation, but it has an international, a global audience, a multi-ethnic audience. So, trouble the Black Man King. Well, what we want to do here is go to the roots and tell you just a little bit about who this Black King was, which, of course, is Haile Selassie, the late emperor of Ethiopia, who the Rastas worship as a Christ incarnate, a Christ figure. So we want to tell you actually what Selassie himself had to say about race relations, because he was a huge influence on Bob Marley's life, and through that, threw on everybody in the reggae scene. And the tune you're listening to now, War, was built around the words of Haile Selassie that he delivered to the United Nations in 1963. I'm going to read you a brief excerpt of that, and then we're going to let you hear Haile Selassie's voice in that speech set to the war rhythm. Now, this is what Haile Selassie himself had to say in the tune which Bob Marley puts music as War. "Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another is inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all, without regard to race, until that day, the dreams of lasting peace and of world citizenship and the rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained." Bob Marley said that was the most profound philosophy that he'd ever read in his life, and that was his guiding philosophy.
War, war, war.
So we want to let the bass man sing now. So RJ, can you bring on Selassie?
Emperor Haile Selassie I of Ethiopia is the Almighty. Now, anyone have anything to say, come say it, Lord, make me hear what I have to say. Now the Bible says so, Babylon newspaper says so, and I and I the children say so. You know? And the whom you are not to the Mimelakatra good? ይሻላል የሚባለው እምነት ዋጋ እንዲያጣ ሆኖ ካልተወገደ አንድ አገር ውስጥ አንደኛና ሁለተኛ ደረጃ ዜግነት ካልተሰረዘ አንድ ሰው በቆዳው ቀለም ብቻ የመብቱ መጓደል ካልቀረ ለሁሉም ሰው የዘር ልጅነት ሳይታሰብ እኩል የኢኮኖሚክና ተመሳሳይ ሰብአዊ መብት ካልተሰጠው ለዚህ በዚህ ከዚህ በላይ የተዘረዘሩት ሁሉ እስከተፈጸመበት ቀን ድረስ ሁላችንም የምንደክምለትና የምንመኘው የዓለም በደንብ መተዳደር ይደረስበት የማይቻልና እንደዚሁም በዓለም ላይ ሰላም ጸንቶ እንዲኖር የምናደርገው ሙከራ ሁሉ ባዶ ምኞትና መና ሆኖ የሚቀር ግብ እንዳይሆን የሚያሰጋ መሆኑ አስተምሮናል። በደቡብ አፍሪካ፣ በአንጎላ፣ በሞዛምቢክ የሚገኙ ወንድሞቻችን ካሉበት የባርነት ቀንበር ነፃ እስኪወጡ ድረስ መላው አፍሪካውና እስያኖች
በአለም ሸንጎ በኩልነት ደረጃ ድምፃቸው እስኪገመጥ እስኪደመጥ ድረስ የአፍሪካና የእስያ ክፍለ ዓለም ሙሉ ሰላም አላቸው ለማለት አስቸጋሪ ይሆናል። ለሁሉም ሰው የዘር ልዩነት ሳይታሰብ እኛ አፍሪካውያን ትግላችንን አናቋርጥም። በመጨረሻም መልካም መጥፎን ድል እንደሚነሳና እኛም እንደምናሸንፍ ጥርጥር የለው። የዘር ልዩነትና ጭቆና የቅኝ አገዛዝ መሰረቱ ኢኮኖሚ ነው። እንደዚህም አሰቃቂ ተግባሮች የሚወገዱት በኢኮኖሚ መሳሪያ ነው። በአዲስ አበባው የአፍሪካ መሪዎች ጉባኤ የአፍሪካ አገሮች ዋና በቅኝ አገዛዝ ስር የሚገኙት አፍሪካውያን ካሉበት የባርነት ቀንበር ነፃ ለማውጣት በሚያደርጉት ትግል እንዲረዷቸው በማለት በገዢዎቻቸው ላይና ሙሉ የኢኮኖሚ ሳንክሽን እንዲደረግ ወስነው በስራ ላይ አውለውታል።
We know that no one else couldn't come in his name except his imperial majesty Braille Selassie, who had revealed himself as King.
So there you have Haile Selassie over Bob's War rhythm track, and that was a it was actually on a it's a French promotional single that was a promotional for the JAD label, for their Bob Marley box sets that they're spitting out one after the other. And we're going to keep things coming to you, and lots of good music and lots of interesting things. We've got some more samples to play, and like I did tell you earlier, we're going to be getting into the top 20 countdown of conscious reggae anthems for 1998. We're going to get into that around 8:30, so we're got some more edutainment for you. Until then,
we're going to check out a little bit more of Bill Laswell's remix of Marley's music. This is Exodus, done in ambient dub.
Movement of Jah people.
Jah people are moving away from Babylon and towards the promised land. That's their cultural mythology. So we want to tell you just a little bit about the Rastas, because a lot of people listen to Marley and other music from Reggae Rasta, and I actually don't often know the roots of it, but the Rastas do worship Haile Selassie as a Christ figure, but that's not the only one they worship. We'll talk about that later, but I would just want to tell you briefly that Selassie is from an ethnic group called the Amharas in Ethiopia,
right,
who believe themselves to be the new promised people. And their story is, this is their cultural mythology, that there's a story in the Bible about the Queen of Sheba, right? To visit Solomon. And learned of Solomon's riches and his wisdom. The Ethiopians call her Makeda. And according to their version of this story, Makeda was seduced by Solomon. And she had a child named Menelik. Menelik returned to Ethiopia. Later came back to Jerusalem. Stole the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, which is the most sacred item of the Jews, carried it back to Ethiopia, and hence the Ethiopians became the new chosen people.
Right.
So they believe that all their rulers are in this direct line of descent from Sheba or Makeda and Solomon, okay? So people who have been involved in the fight against slavery for hundreds of years have looked to Ethiopia, and they've often quoted they've quoted a scripture called from Psalm 68:31, and what it says is, Ethiopia will soon stretch forth her hands unto God. Selassie himself would use this, and our reggae singers use it to this day. We'll just give you a little snippet, an example of how this cultural mythology continues to play out. This is Sizzler, right?
Right. Sizzler.
What's the tune?
The tune is called No Time to Gaze.
All right, check it.
Just to make yourself prepare, I'm talking over borders and frontier. I and I night just here.
You have two examples of that verse from the Bible being quoted. That's, of course, Everton Blinder and Defender of the Faith, and before that, Sizzla.
So Selassie was a father image to Bob Marley, actually. Bob had a Hawaii dad that he barely knew, died when he was 10. And as the Rastas looked for a new orientation, a new identity, there's a colonial country that just got their independence in 1962. Well, they looked to Marcus Garvey, and Marcus Garvey advised them to see God through the spectacles of Ethiopia. So they're basically trying to see God in their own image, and that's where they look to. Bob came to imagine Selassie as his perfect father, and this had an implication, because we read you the lyrics of Selassie, that he basically believed that people had to move beyond color consciousness and judge each other by standard that went beyond black and white. So Bob carried this on in his own life. For instance, he would say, don't come talk to me about black and white. We fly a color which is red, gold, and green. That's the Rasta colors. So that's his way of saying that all this, although this is rooted in a history of black liberation, it's a concept that goes beyond race. We're going to give you a little touch of Bob's voice here just to show you what he thought about the issue of black and white.
I want to ask you about something, too.
Yeah,
what would you say to us so-called white people who identify with the red, green, and gold?
The red, green, and gold. Well, I'd say Rasta is a way of life. It's about living in harmony with the earth. It's about higher consciousness. It's about living consciously, living in harmony with the earth.
All right.
Respect for your fellow man. That's where it's headed in conscious reggae. All
right. So next up, we're going to hear from Bob, correct?
Yes, sir.
You don't have no prejudice about myself. Because why me don't have no prejudice about myself? My fathers are white and my mother black. No, them call me half caste or whatever. Well, me don't depend on nobody's side. Me don't depend on the black man's side, not the white man's side. Me depend on God's side, the man who created me, who caused me to come from black and white.
Yeah. they have the wickedest sound. Roots and culture every time.
Feel it in the one drop.
Come on.
Mr. Bob.
Fighting against ism and schism.
Ism and schism.
Been talking about sort of the two streams of reggae, Rasta reggae music here, one of which is black liberation, and the other one is really multiracial redemption. So the one drop is a rhythm that beats in your heart. And when Bob says fighting against ism and schism, he means all sorts of divisions.
Racism.
Religion.
Mm-hmm.
Politics, what have you. So the one drop is the culture of the Rastas, the rhythm, the tradition.
The drum beat.
The drum beat, the heartbeat, and you're living within that heartbeat. And that rhythm of the heartbeat helps you to resist against the system, as he says. The one drop has other meanings in history, however.
Yes, Bob.
Yeah, man, no devil philosophy. Well, one of them devil philosophies was this whole concept in the 19th century that if you had one drop of black blood, what did that mean?
You're black.
A little dab'll do you,
right,
as they say.
Right.
So, well, things take strange turns because now we have found out, according to most scientists, that actually, indeed, our ancestors did indeed come from Africa. So, what does it actually mean?
We've all got one drop.
We've all got a drop in you. That's true. That's true in an ancestral sense, but it's also true in a cultural sense. We had a gentleman on the program earlier, the Daz program, saying
right.
that everybody in this country is, he worded it as Afro-European.
Right.
Or Afropean.
Culturally.
You and I say Afropean. We identify ourselves as Afropean. And actually, as he said, everybody in this country is. Everybody in this country is mixed culturally.
Right.
And ancestrally, we're from Africa. So that's one reason why a multiracial audience can identify with Bob's music. What are the implications of this? That the whole world is from Africa, as Black Uhuru said in the song that we're going to run right now.
I want you to
So, the whole world is Africa.
Yeah, man. Love them horns.
Yes, man. Every time.
It's been one of my favorite dubs. That's Sly and Robbie. What album is that from?
That's the Dub Experience, Reggae Great, Mango Records.
A wonderful dub album. If you only own one dub album, that might be it.
Yep.
The tune is called Back to Base. So, that's what we're doing now. Taking you back to the base, to the base culture, the roots of Rasta reggae culture. So we played Junior Reed's, we played Black Uhuru's The Whole World is Africa. And we want to talk just a bit about the implications of this philosophy that we've talked about. You got both a black supremacist philosophy and a one love philosophy in reggae music.
Right.
So Marley had a very interesting take on that, because his roots are in this black supremacist philosophy, which is a reaction to white supremacy, of course. And when people asked Marley how he interpreted that, well, this is what he had to say. He said, you must be superior to the white man. And if you are superior, then how can you be prejudiced?
I like that.
I like that a lot. So the true superiority would be to move beyond racial consciousness, as Marley saw it, and as most conscious reggae see it.
One race.
That's one race. That's the philosophy of black supremacy taken to its logical conclusions. So getting out of the racial mindset requires perspective beyond linking skin color to culture or to intelligence. And historically, one of the ways that people have done that for hundreds of years is through a scripture. It's Acts 17:26. Of one blood, God has created all nations that dwell upon the face of the earth. And that's been made into an anthem by a singer formerly with Black Uhuru called Junior Reed. Called, of course, One Blood.
Mother and vampires of the season, and in blood, blood, blood. You could have come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Could have come from firehouse, or you come from Tower Hill. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from Libya, or you come from America. Could have come from Europe, or you come from Africa. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have been an Irishman or an Englishman. Could have been a Mexican or a weather Indian. One blood, one blood. Soldier man, or a weather policeman, or a weather civilian, said they will have we are one, one blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from London, or you come from Birmingham, could have come from Brooklyn, or you come from Boston. One blood, one blood, one blood. The first thing in could have come from firehouse or you come from Tower Hill. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from hometown or you come from out of town. Could have come from Manhattan or you come from Roundtown. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have been a black man or a white man. Could have been a Mexican or a Pakistan. One blood.
you come from Iran, could have come from China, or you come from Japan. One blood, one blood, one blood.
What a tune, what a tune. Stephen Stanley on the mix. One of my favorite dub engineers from Jamaica. And I was up in Killeen last weekend. They had a little dance hall session in Killeen last weekend. And I remember when they touched this tune, it lit me up.
Did you say that's an anthem?
I'd say that's definitely an anthem. One Blood. That's reality.
One of the realities in Rasta Reggae. Reggae Rasta. Well, as we've been saying, Rastas have reimagined God through the eyes of Ethiopia. And in the process of doing this, they faced the same question the Jews faced when they were in exile in Babylon. And being in exile, they had to ask themselves, well, is Jehovah the God of the Jews, or is he the God of all people? And eventually, of course, that he became interpreted as God of all people. But the same thing the Rastas said. Is Jah just a black man god, or is he the god of all people? And although the Rastas worship their god through the spectacles of Ethiopia, as Marcus Garvey said, most of them came to understand that these freedom songs, like One Blood, were a new psalms for an international audience. And thus, they're kind of like, as the Bible once said, a house of prayer for all people. And the best known of all the tunes that articulate this philosophy, of course, would be Bob Marley's One Love, which we're going to play now by special request.
What a lucky coincidence.
Be all right. Hear the children crying. One love. Hear the children crying. Shiana, you want to tell us something what Bob Marley's music means to you?
Well, Bob Marley has been a trailblazer and the one who has laid the foundation for I and I as a cultural artist. So I will always respect and honor his work and his contribution and a whole to the uplift of humanity.
Maximum respect. And there's been a new consciousness in reggae music. What do you think has brought the people around to this consciousness?
Only Jah, my brother, only Jah can lift the consciousness of humanity. And realize that over the years, mankind has transgressed from the fold of righteousness. And as a result, we have suffered. And I guess we are just beginning to learn, you know?
How can I get over? Who's that, RJ?
I don't remember. Crucial dub, though.
It's a very nice dub. The Get Over dub. You just heard a sample of Luciano. That's actually from LA Radio, where he talks about Bob Marley's influence, which is enormous all over the world, really, but particularly within the field of reggae. And Bob has been a big, big inspiration to many of the conscious artists, such as Luciano. I've noticed, RJ, in the shows we've done in the past, if you were to go through our playlist of our top 20 tunes, I think there would be few on there that didn't even quote a Bob lyric or were based on one of his rhythms or referred to him indirectly in some way. Almost all of them
yeah,
have some sort of connection to Bob.
He's definitely still, his works are going on. As
ever living, ever sure, the works must go on,
right,
as they say in Jamaica. So we're going to give you one more sample of a youth in Jamaica named Beanie Man, and who also talks about Bob's influence on his work. You want to set that up?
Yeah, Beanie Man came across I got to say big respect to Don Gregory, who recently returned from a month in Jamaica and recorded some different things on Jamaican radio and recorded a nice lengthy interview with Beanie Man. And really got to respect Beanie Man for his reasoning and his conscious way of looking at things. He's a big-time artist. He looks like he's going to be the DJ of the year for the fifth year in a row.
Hmm.
And so he's definitely a reggae ambassador and taking things to higher heights. But we're going to hear a piece of that interview right now. This is Beanie Man on Irie FM.
I and I have the third world generation of the music. Bob Marley come set a foundation, which is the second world generation. The first world generation was from the merengue and the ska. You see me, I say, I'm Bob Marley, I come from them days. You see me, I say, to come bust out within the second world. So I know it's the third generation of the earth where I deal with a faster speed of music. And I really deal with the original dancehall music still, because you have to respect the foundation that make I and I. You see me, I say. Together and stop this pollution. So
Jamaica full of culture, y'all.
Rice Radio Reggae. This is KTRU Houston, and that was a special feature, a rebroadcast of KAZI Austin's Reggae Evolution Show with host DJ RJ and his guest MC Gregory Stevens, author of a new book on Cambridge University Press entitled On Racial Frontiers, The New Culture of Frederick Douglass, Ralph Ellison, and Bob Marley. We're airing the show as it's released. It was officially released in the UK and available at amazon.com.uk, and it should be available in just a couple of weeks here in the States. I promised before the show started that I'd give you the URL, the website address for the rather extensive interview with Gregory Stevens. It's on the Island Bob Marley website, which is www.bobmarley.com/blackhistory, as one word, /Stevens, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S, .html. So you want to check that out on the bobmarley.com site. I want to thank profusely our blues host at K-True Blues, Clint, for allowing us to extend over into his show. So until next week, 5 to 7 p.m. every Wednesday at 91.7 and ktru.org on the web, Rice Radio Reggae. Jagai.